This is an MUT Radio podcast.
15 minutes after 2 o'clock with me, the King of Obi. I'm running solo. I have Grace Ramkhayela as well as Nomfundo Wawasbis. Today, joining us now, it is Honorable Deputy Minister of Sport, Art and Culture, Miss Peace Mabe. She recently welcomed our national women's football team, Banyana Banyana, back home after their remarkable run, Lapanage, at the 2024 WAFCON in Morocco. Deputy Minister, welcome to the show and thank you for making time to speak with us.
Well, thank you so much. And the line is bad. I can't hear you properly. I'm struggling to hear you.
I think they're going to fix it, but I don't know whether you can hear me now.
Okay, we can just continue.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you so much. Deputy Minister, how did it feel standing at OR Tambo to welcome Banyana Banyana back home after such an emotional campaign in Zagalil?
Oh, just a correction. The team is arriving this evening at OR Tambo.
Oh, yeah.
But my experience of going to Morocco, being with them in Morocco and supporting them, it was a humbling experience.
Yeah.
And I think I got to have a chance, you know, to speak to them and motivate them and get to also giving them a chance to open up and share their frustrations and their challenges with me.
Yes.
And I sense quite a number of issues, but in the main, is the low morale that was contributed by many that was contributed by many issues. One, them not being paid and had to protest in a foreign country. That on its own is a strain because it also attracted a lot of media attention on them.
Yeah, true.
But secondly, Debbie's injury. Debbie's injury also dampened their spirit.
Yeah.
So those were the factors that could have contributed for them, you know, not to be really focusing and being vicious as expected.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. Banyana Banyana is present at WAFCON, has once again shown their consistency. What does their journey say about the state of women's football in South Africa?
Women's football in South Africa has carried the flag. Women's football in South Africa has shown us that South African women are talented. And having said so, for them not to have made it to the final and not winning, it does not mean that all it is lost.
Yeah, true.
It means that there are issues, managerial issues that need to be resolved. It means that they need motivation. They need support. And we feel it is time that we support them so that a girl child in Harangua, in KwaZulu-Natal, in Northwest, in Mafikeng, in all corners of South Africa will feel motivated. And we'll also see that it is and it can be commercialized and that women can survive out of sports. So I think this has also presented an opportunity, not only as government, but as South Africans, to hold hands and support female sports.
True. Minister, you've also mentioned that sport doesn't always follow the script we hope for. So what do you think this tournament has taught us, you as a leader, or rather some leaders out there, as well as fans and as a country?
Yes, sports doesn't follow a script. There will always be a winner and a loser. But we're saying for as long as you were there, for as long as the flag was raised, because of you, that is what is important. It is a reflection of patriotism at its highest form. So we are saying it's not about winning, It is about just being there. Mm, you being true. There representing the country.
Mm, true.
Definitely.
And though the team didn't return with a medal to South Africa, you've also emphasized values like honor and national pride. So why do you believe that messages like this is particularly important at this time?
Representing the country, as I've said, you know, it is taking national pride.
Yeah.
It is being patriotic. Mm. It is serving. So I've said it that it's not about winning. It's not about bringing any trophy, but yeah. just being there, representing the country. It's very, very important. And also, we need to be appreciative of the fact that they played until the third highest level.
Mm.
Other countries, they've never reached that stage.
Mm. Yeah, true.
So for them to be there, we are saying to them, you've done it before.
Yeah.
And with the support and the love, and the change, of course, in the management and the motivation, nobody is ever going to lay their hands on that trophy. That trophy belongs to us. That's the contract I have with them.
Yeah.
Moving on to another sector in part of what we are speaking about, Minister, you emphasized that the need for public and private sector support. What concrete step is the department taking to ensure that women's football is adequately funded and supported?
You know, it is quite saddening to learn that there's not even a brand, a sanitary towel brand that is behind the women's national soccer team. It is quite, quite heartening. It is heartbreaking. Breaking.
Mm.
I have also learned that they do not have a bus. You know, they don't have transport. Mm. When they are in the country, they use a broken bus. At some point, they will have to get off the bus and a mechanic will be called to come fix certain things. I am also informed that every time when they have to go and play internationally, they will either meet at the airport or a day before. Unlike other national teams, they will have a camp, private camp, where they will go and practice 4 days, 3 days. Then after that, remember, they all play for different teams.
Yeah.
So they need that as well, so that when they go and play against another country, at least they could have connected or bonded. But they don't have that kind of a facility. They need psychologists in their team. They only have one general practitioner.
Mm.
So there's a lot that needs to be done. And without a private sector coming into the play, there's no way that they will succeed. Also, the SASOL agreement was threatened just a few days before they can start with their AFCON matches. But we were able, as the department with the minister, able to negotiate that track should be upheld and it should continue. Those also was raising certain issues that they were not happy about.
Mm.
You know, one other thing, they are not even adequately resourced. They are not paid. They don't have contracts. The coach does not. I mean, what type of a sport is that? Is that by the way issue, they are just saying, okay, you can just go.
Mm.
You listen to how SAFA responded to their non-payment. You know, it's like, so you're not paid, so what? That's the attitude that they were giving them.
Oh, yeah.
It is wrong, that must end. We want them to be paid the same amount that Bafana Bafana is getting, because they are doing the same work that the Bafana Bafana is doing. So in this month of August, we are saying same work and same payment for female who are playing for national teams.
Equality. That's what we are promoting.
Definitely.
Equality.
As also, we are in the month of, we are coming to a month of women. It's Women's Month next Amanda, I think.
That is so painful, Deputy Minister. As we are wrapping up this interview, what's your final message to Banyana Banyana, their supporters, and to South Africans at large as we reflect on our, or rather, yes, on this WAFCON campaign?
To the champions of Africa women's football, I want to say thank you for returning home with honor.
Mm.
I want to say you carried the hopes of millions of South Africans. And this is not the moment of defeat, but one of national appreciation.
Mm.
The Women Africa Cup of Nations belongs to you. No one will ever lay their hand on that trophy. It belongs to South Africa.
Mm. Powerful.
The confidence. And lastly, Deputy Minister, what can we look forward to next from Department of Sport, Art and Culture in terms of supporting women's sport across the country?
We are busy finalizing the policy. It has been approved by Cabinet. As said, we want to level the salary discrepancies that are there. We want it to be an issue of the past.
Yeah.
It cannot continue like this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Either women's sports must be there or it must be scrapped.
Mm.
If we are going to give them women less,
yeah,
and give male sports more money,
yeah,
then either women must just withdraw completely and not play. For this month, this is the campaign that we are carrying as the department. I am also challenging labor. Labor, where is the labor? Why are they not saying anything?
Mm.
I'm also challenging women organizations. Why are they not saying anything about this issue that is going on for more than 30 years? We're saying enough, it is enough. The 7th administration August month will have to bring change in fighting for equality in the sports sector and us as well.
Mm. We thank you so much to you, Honorable Deputy Minister Peace Mabe, for joining us and sharing these powerful insights. Banyana Banyana may have left the medals behind, but as you've just said, they came home with fire, pride, and spirit of South Africa. We wish you and the department continued strength in supporting our national teams.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.